Welcome to my home, Iron Man. My name is Arthur Dearborn. Can I get you anything, cronies? I'm afraid I don't understand. I'm quite alone up here, except for Sun Turin. Yes, I apologize for the unfortunate welcome he gave you. He's very protective. You see, the Starwell is my life's work, the sum total of all my dreams. Please, let me show you. I realized long ago that if a third world war is ever waged, it shall be for control of our scarcest resource, energy. Fossil fuels are a thing of the past, nuclear power too controversial. But this, the Starwell, is unique. By gathering solar energy and beaming it to receiving stations on Earth, I can provide pure, unlimited power to any corner of the globe. Tight beams of microwaves. Controlled heat. China? Why, no. How dare you? I will not listen to this vile claptrap. Admit it happened, but it was an accident. I was running a test and they jammed my signal. They're after me, you know. A group of renegade scientists known as Advanced Idea Mechanics. They are commonly called
AIM. Fess up, Dearborn. You are AIM. This ship is lousy with AIM markings.
No, I only hired them to help me with the satellite technology. They were recommended by an associate of mine who worked for Justin Hammer.
Justin Hammer? AIM? You chose some bad partners, Dearborn.
I realize that now.
AIM is claiming credit for the accident in China, holding the world up for ransom.
Yes, because they now realize how powerful the Starwell is. But they'll never get it. Because my shielding device makes it virtually impossible to detect.
Well, I detected it.
Yes, you did. But you are an extraordinary being. No one else could ever detect.
Oh, think not.
It's AIM. They've come. It was you who drew them here. They locked onto your signal. You're safe. It was touch and go for a while, before I realized what your requirements were in terms of life support. We are kindred spirits, you and I. We both owe our lives to technology. You must stay here with me. You and Centurion can protect the Starwell, just as you protected it from the AIM warship.
That was no warship, Dearborn. That was a scout ship, small fry. AIM will be back in numbers, and they'll take your satellite away without asking.
No! You're wrong! The Starwell is safe! And you're never leaving here! What have you done? You're ruining everything! My perfect environment!
The dream's over, Dearborn. The Starwell must be shut down.
You have no idea what you're saying. I can't live without it. The Starwell is not just my dream. It's my salvation.
I understand now. You're Centurion. But how?
When Starwell space station was nearly complete, I contracted a fatal disease. Ordinary medical science couldn't cure me. I bombarded my dying body with a unique form of microwave energy. The disease was destroyed, but I was transformed into the being I call Centurion. Now, my body gave off invisible rays deadly to all forms of life. Even when I learned to transform between my physical and my energy forms, my presence remained lethal to others. The Starwell was quickly completed. I banished myself to it, and here I remain, my gift to mankind, now serving as my prison. Do you have any idea of what loneliness it is to be cut off from all humanity and locked inside a cell of iron?
Yes, I do. AIM ships, dozens of them. I warned you, Dearborn.
But we can stop them. You and I together.